Moms do so much for us. And you know, today is Mother's Day. We want to remember our mothers. We want to thank them for all that they have done and sacrificed. You know, a lot of mothers sacrifice a lot in today's world. It was at one time where moms could stay at home and dads would make the living. But you know, when World War II came along, our world changed. And now, a lot of the most wealthy people in the world that have great assets in business are women. And it's wonderful when you have a woman that would be glad to hire you to work for her. That's the way our society is today. But I did watch this morning early a news program where one of the ladies that was one of the hostesses on that news program has been out for a while. She had a baby. We got to see the baby today. But in the process, in the last three weeks, maybe a month or so, she got the virus, and then her husband got it. And they were scared to death that they were going to give it to the baby. The baby had a reaction, got stuff all over its skin, but the doctor said, that's just the baby saying, no, thank you. We won't take that. Mothers do go through a lot, and we need to recognize what it took our mothers to get us to this place, because they did have a lot of input in our bringing up. I'd like for us to pray for our moms. Heavenly Father, we recognize that you have given each of us a special place in our family. We recognize that we all need to step up and do our parts. But Father, today we are really recognizing our mothers. We are grateful for the sacrifices they've made. We're grateful for the challenges that they have been overcoming. We're grateful for the society in which they have lived, and yet they have cared for us. And Father, I just am grateful today and ask your special blessings on all of our moms, living or otherwise. We just thank you for them. Guide us now that we can honor you as we reflect upon Mother's Day. In Jesus' name, amen. Comes from 1 Samuel 1 and 2. I will not read both chapters. As a matter of fact, I will read part of one verse, and that will be the beginning of where we will work with God, what kind of mother is God's kind of mother. What does God want in a mother? There was a certain man from Ramatha, a Zuphite. He was from the hill country. His name was Elkanah. He had two wives. Boy, don't you know his to-do list was long? He had two wives. One of them was Peninnah, and she had children, and Hannah had none. And yet we will discover as we go through this what a wonderful God we have, as she found that God will bless you even in your old age. She was greatly blessed. And she gave us Samuel, one of the greatest men in our history. Hope you will enjoy that and have that text ready as we get ready to go in just a few moments. glad to have you here today, and that made the song service go really great. We've been looking forward to a day when we could have a song service, and this is wonderful, and I really appreciate it more than you can imagine. Ran across this that I thought was kind of interesting. A company placed a classified ad for a director of operations position, and it posted it online and in newspapers. Though 2.7 million people saw the ad, only 24 people responded. The interviews were conducted by webcam, and there the interviewer detailed the requirements and benefits. 135 plus hours each week. No breaks. Preferred degrees: medicine, finance, and culinary arts. No vacation. And workload increased during the holidays. No pay. The applicants responded to the jobs with the adjectives such as, you can imagine, insane, inhumane. And the interview would share with them, well, actually, there are billions of people who are now in this current position. It's called mom. You know, Mother's Day is a really good day. You know, they also tried to get this take your daughter to work day. If you're a housewife, do you take your daughter to work with you? I bet they don't want to go. What do you think? When you look at this and think about today, let me read for you some names of what they said about their moms. And these really dip way back. But some of these guys were preachers that set the stage for Billy Graham. First place, let's see, there was C.I. Scofield. Some of you may handle one of his Bibles. I had one, but I don't know where I put it. But he had a Bible that carried his name, and boy, for almost a century, nobody would put it away. C.I. Scofield said this, her prayer for him constantly said, Lord, please call him to preach. Said, that made a change in my life. G. Campbell Morgan, you need to look that man up if you don't know who he is. He was a powerful preacher. My first sermons were Bible stories which I first heard from my mom. John Quincy Adams, you probably need to look him up. He was 6th president of the United States. He says, all that I am, my mom made me. Abraham Lincoln did not want to be outdone. So he says, all that I am or hope to be, I owe to my angel mother. And the preacher that probably did more to pave the way for Billy Graham than any other, D.L. Moody, all that I have accomplished in life, I owe to my mother. The text that we looked at today has to do with Samuel. Samuel was one of the greatest men in the Bible. He was a prophet, he was a priest, and he was a judge. He had the privilege of anointing the first two kings of Israel. He anointed, first of all, Saul, and then he anointed David. He led the Hebrews from the dark ages of the judges into the Hebrew kingdom. A man with a stature in Scripture that is unparalleled by many. And yet when you look at that, we've got to recognize this. Behind every good man, there is a good woman. Think about it. That would make Mother's Day very special if we understood that. Well, Samuel's mother was Hannah. Hannah was a woman with a very difficult past. When you look at her, we'll ask the question, what kind of mother is God's kind of mother? God's kind of mother, I'm going to give you four things I think about being this. God's kind of mother bears the burdens of her grace, and she does bears her burdens with grace. And you'll find this beginning in verse 2 all the way down through verse 11 in Samuel. Hannah was childless. The other wife, Peninnah, she was very fertile. She had children, lots of them. And it constantly caused Hannah grief, heartache, and a lot of times heartburn. Because in that society, there was an intolerance for someone who is barren. You just didn't find your life being very well pleased when that was your case and that was your problem. Society said, I'm sorry, you don't have any children. God's mad at you. You don't have fellowship with God. God is going to punish you. God doesn't like you. You know, that bears on a person. That really tears at a person from one side to the other. She felt totally inferior. And she was at the mercy of others. You know, to live in that kind of family where it's carnal, fleshly, in a society that just doesn't understand, that has got to be a tremendous burden in life. Think of the years that she suffered through all this agony just because she couldn't have children. God's kind of mother bears all of her burdens in grace. You know, with all of this intolerable situation, she felt inferior. She felt like everybody was picking on her, but she wouldn't give in to it. But most mothers bear burdens unseen by many. Most mothers will bear a lot of burden and not complain. I can just imagine when you have 3, 4, 5, or 6 kids, try all of them vying for their own attention, their own place, how hard life must be for a mother like that. But you know, a mother with just one child, it's a tough job just by itself. And so we look at our mothers today and recognize a lot of them do bear burdens that are unseen by many. Think about the duties and the cares of taking care of your children, and the husband doesn't know what to do. You have to tell him. And boy, a lot of us have been told a lot. There's family illness. For a lot of people, there's poverty. There's childish husbands. A mother doesn't like to send her children off to war. And a lot of them have had to do that in these last 2 decades. You think about children that are lost in sin. I do know a lot of parents who have done all they know to do, and yet they have children who are lost in sin. They become wayward and they become wicked, and they create a myriad of problems for the family. And yet, I don't think I remember a mother that would turn on her children. They always look for the best for them. And so God's kind of mother is the one that will bear her burdens in grace itself. If you move on up in the text, verses 15 and 16, actually 9 through 16, God's kind of mother is a praying mother. It's a mother that loves to bring her burdens to God. You know, Hannah was full of heartbreak. If you read that text, you'll find that every year when they took off to take the sacrifice, or every time they took their sacrifice to go to the temple, there she was, following Peninnah with her kids, looking like a mama duck with all of hers. And here she is by herself. And with that burden, she got there, and she finally just filled up to there. And she was in the temple. And Eli was sitting back there at the back in a chair, and she started praying. She poured her heart out to God. And her promise was this: God, if you will bless me with a son, I will give him to you. Give him back. Now, how in the world do you do that? She knew exactly what she was going to do. As she sat there and prayed, it says she was praying in her heart, but her mouth was moving and not making a sound. Eli sat back there shaking his head. And as she started out, she felt good about the promise that she made God. But then Eli said, "What's wrong with you? You don't come in here drunk like that. That's not a thing that you do in this temple." She says, "Oh, no, sir. I am not drunk. I haven't had anything like that to drink. I just poured my heart out to God. And it's been a terrible time. But you know, praying made a difference for her. This prayer time was very important." Eli said, "Okay, then go in peace and may God bless you." Then I want you to notice what it says in verse 18. When her season of prayer was over, no sad face. I like that. Actually, one translation says, her countenance was no more sad. That just doesn't have the same impact as no sad face. The problem was that every time they sacrificed, Elkanah would give Peninnah and each of her children a portion. But then just to rub it in, he would give Hannah a double portion, just singling her out. But you know, she gave her problems to God. She was a praying mother that brought her heartbreak to God, and God took it. God's kind of mother is also faithful to him. You know, the interesting thing is that she hadn't had a child, but it wasn't any time because she was pregnant. And oh boy, what a deal. I have a feeling she wore that proudly. I have a feeling that she really was proud of that. And Then she gave birth to a son. Boy, what a wonderful deal. She literally gave her heart to God, and God gave her a blessing, a son. She was faithful to God, though. She didn't forget the promise that she made to God. Can you imagine waiting so long for this son, and God gives you this son, and he's perfect? You know, he has all of his toes, all of his fingers, and he has everything to make him perfect. She decided, I'm not going with you all to the temple. I'm staying home, and I'm going to wean this child. And then her plan was, then I will take this child to the temple. Poor Eli. I don't know that he knew what he was in for. He had two sons that were pretty much worthless. And then here comes Hannah with this little boy, saying, here, he's yours. He was given to God in the temple. And somehow Eli had learned from the other two, this child grew up well. I tell you, she was faithful in every way. She dedicated the baby to the Lord, gave this child to the temple itself while he was young, and guess what? She would not be able to see her baby more than 2 or 3 times a year. I don't know if we could understand how hard that is. She waited so long for a child, and she got one. Oh, that took the sting out of it. She remained faithful to God. Well, the fourth thing that I find in this text that is important is that God's kind of mother stands by her children. You can look at chapter 2, verse 19. You will see that Hannah never forgot Samuel. Never. Every time she came to the temple, and she probably made several trips, she would bring things for him to have that he needed. She would fix clothes. She would do all the things for him that she could. She never, never neglected him. There was no neglect and no abuse. She cared for her child. And she really cared for his needs and met his needs. You know, God blessed her. In these last days, she was richly blessed. She had 3 sons and 2 daughters. You talk about God opening her up and blessing her. She got probably more blessings than she wanted. It's amazing. But I don't guess any mother ever gets too many. I remember a wonderful couple that we had in our church there in Sanger. They were there for a long time. They had children. And I did bury him. And she was getting very feeble. She was confined to her house. And I was there one day when one of her daughters was there, I think maybe her only daughter, came and couldn't get her to get out of her chair, couldn't get her over to the table to eat what was prepared. And I remember she looked at her and said, Mom, if you don't get out of that chair and get over here and clean your plate, I will never rise up and call you blessed. She got out of her chair and she cleaned her plate. I thought that was amazing. But you know, even at that was a victory service when we buried her. because she did a great job raising her own children. And so you look at that and recognize when it says in Proverbs 31:28, her children will arise and call her blessed. God's kind of mother is the one that will do God's will and raise the children to know God, raise the children to serve God, and then bear whatever heartbreak comes of it, because there are plenty of heartbreaks along the way. She just does what God intends for her to do. So today, we're going to recognize that our mothers mean so much to all of us. They have affected our lives. They have helped us. And we're here today because they helped us be here. We need to remember that God's kind of mother is special. And God is special in their lives. I'd like to close in prayer and just simply say thank you for our mothers. Heavenly Father, today we recognize as we read this text what Hannah went through and how you blessed her. I pray that you would help us as moms, but more than that, as family members, that we will do whatever is necessary to accomplish your will. And Father, help us as we rear our children that they can know you. And Father, we just know that your kingdom is blessed when we do what is best, that makes our lives submissive to your will. Bless us now, in Jesus' name. Amen.